I think I've done well. Didn't I? I think put this after release even us and us. So the Gemara over there says that even though he's kind of not allowed to marry Mrs. Sultan, but he's not mechuyev to be megarasher afterwards. So the reason why not, if she's not absolute, why is not mechuyev to be megarasher? So the Gemara says because Seifelius will live after. Every kind of gadol when he marries a psula, after he marries her, she's a bula. That's not mechayiv him to be megarasher. So even though he's not allowed to marry her, because when he married her, she was the dinas isha b'psula yikach. He has to marry a psula. But to say that he should be megarasher afterwards for not being a psula. So if she's not a psula from somebody else, so that's the reason. That's the reason to be megarasher. But if she's not a psula from him, that can't be machriach him to be megarasher. Because at the end of the day, after he marries her, she's always not going to be a psula from him. Always going to be a not a psula from him. That's the shikul gemara. So Tosis thinks maybe that means only nisa derabana. The fact that he doesn't have to megarasher, maybe that's right. That it's only nisa derabana. So Tosis no. Mikol mokin kevin lechatchil leisa lechashivu ilakaima. In fact, true, since Lamaisa he can't marry her, that's called in the real Kaima. Why Loisa have him in that Torah? Because the Loisa is a deraisa. Afagav the Nosa Nosi. How can it be a deraisa? It has this exception that him Nosa Nosi. So that's not a kasha. Hachanami Omar Begeris Mukases, Loisa Vim Nosa Nosi. Afagav the Avim in that Torah, Kun Mukhachosim. The Gemara brings a Rai over there, it's an analogy that a Begeris and a Mukases also, according to some Tanoim at least, there's a din of Ishub Shayik Chesti Vibulu Shlema, Absulu Shlema. So not allowed to marry Mukases. Where it says, but he certainly does not. And the Gemara says the same thing that he doesn't have to be megarasher because soif elias mukaseitz tachtav. At the end of the day, the mitzias of she's going to be nivel at her husband. That's not less than a mukaseitz. So, and that's mukach. That's a din deraisa. Gemara learns that from sukkim. The din that is not allowed to marry mukaseitz. Gemara learns that from sukkim. So that's clearly a deraisa. So you see that this is not a. This could be a deraisa concept. It could be a deraisa case where he's not allowed to marry her because she's not a psula. But he's still not mechuyev to be meitzir because of this svar of soif elias bula tachtav. So here as well, the kohen gadol was ma'anis a psula, not to come on to shlekedarka. He was ma'anis. They're going to get to Reb Meir. Those issues, forget that. He was ma'anis a psula, but now she's a bula satzmai, and a bula satzmai is, even though he doesn't have to be megarasher, but he's not allowed to marry her, so she's not a isha real kaim. Then Tais brings a raya. Oy, kamer hosam meisiv rova v'leisil isha b'isha yulei prata amonel kohen gadol. It's a Feirish Gemara. The Gemara says Beferish that a Bu'ulis Atzmai, when it's discussing the din that a Bu'ulis Atzmai is also to a Kangadol, so the Gemara brings a Raya from. Robert brings a Raya because the Torah says, V'loisil Isha, Isha Ru'uloi, and the Gemara has a Bryce of Pratla Monol Kangadol that if a Kangadol was ma'anis in almana. No, I'm sorry. It's talking about over there. Nivela shle kedarka. Well, one wants to bring a raya. Rabbi Yudam Rab, Nivela Shleika Darka Psula Lakuna. That's it. Nivela Shleika Darka Psula Lakuna. Meaning that she's not a Psula anymore. She's also to a Kohen Gadol. Mesiv Rava, Veloy Sil Yishub Isha Yupatla Amadol Kohen Gadol Gusha Bechalutz Lachayin Hedit. Hechi Domi, what is the case of an Almana to a Kohen Gadol not having the Mitnidin of Veloy Sil Isha? He lay me bichadarka. If he was ma'ana sirkadarka, my iria mishum almana, typically mishum to have a lay ba'ula. So what do you have to come on to the fact that she's an almana? As soon as the kohen gadol was ma'ana sir, she became a ba'ula, so how could he have a din of a lay seal isha? She's bula sasmi, bula sasmi is also. El lav shalai kadarka. It must be that he was ma'ana sir, shalai kadarka, so therefore she's still a psula, and therefore she's still a psula, and he would have a mitzvah like seal isha, except if she's an almana. Anyway, the kitzur it says beferish in that gemara that a beulas atzmai does not is not in v'leisil isha, not isha ruila. Perish Gemara, that a Be'ulas Atzmai, Kaim Godel was Ma'anas Upsulam. And she is now Be'ulas Atzmai. The Gemara says Beferish that there's no mitzvah of Loisil Isha. Because the Gemara is busy. What's the case of an Amon Kaim Godel? How is he Ma'anaser? If he was Ma'anaser Kedarka, then she's not, now she's Be'ulas Atzmai, she's not Upsul anymore. So of course he can't, there's no Loisil Isha. So who cares that she's an Amon, not an Amon? Anyway, there's no Loisil Isha. It must be that he was Ma'anaser Shalei Kedarka, so she's still Upsula. So Loisil Isha ought to apply, except that she happens to be an Amon from before. That's the Shikul Gemara. So it's a Beferish Gemara that Be'ulas Atzmai is not called an Isha Ruila. So that says Taisus, the Raya to Rabbeinu Chananel, that it's a din deraisa, Be'ulas Atzmai, and it's a steer to Veloy Silish, it's a steer to Isha Ruila. So why isn't this Gemara beferish against Rashi? Rashi's chalek in Rabbeinu Chananel. Rashi learns that the Gemara of Be'ulas Atzmai, Be'ulu Kain Godel, is talking about she was Nivel Acher. And how could that be? So where's the Knas? So Rashi says Nivel Acher Shalei Kedarka. So Rashi implies that if she wouldn't be Nivel Lulacher, she would be, if the Kohen Gadol would be Ma'anis Apsula, Rashi holds, it would be Knas. She would be called the Isha Ruloi. That would not be the Nafkamina between Shimon and Tumi and Shimon ben Asi. But here we have a Perish Gemara that if Kohen Gadol is Ma'anis Apsula, that's not called the Isha Ruloi. So why isn't it a steer to Rashi? I mean, Taish brings that as a right of it. It's Rabbi Nechanana, but Lechoitza. But Taish brings that as a right that it's a deraisa. Lechoitza, Tama, open a shot of a Perish Gemara against Rashi. Even Taisus doesn't sound like it's a Beferish Gemara against Rashi. Just to see what the Rebbeinu Chananel that is a din deraisa, that Ulas Atzmi is a nisa deraisa, so you could say like Rebbeinu Chananel. But it's not much Beferish. The Gemara is a Beferish, but look, that Ulas, that if a Kohen Gadol is Ma'anis Upsula, he cannot be Kainasur because she's not an Isha Ruila. And Rashi learns, we're looking at the Nafkamiyas and the Shimon HaTimni of Shimon Nasi for Isha who's Yesh Bahavaya Kuli Alma. But Einu Ila Kaima, the case is Bulu Kain Gadol, and Rashi that pains to learn doesn't mean Stama Kain Gadol was Ma'anis of Psula. Kain Gadol was Ma'anis of a woman who happened to have been a Bulu Shalika Darka before Al Yaday Acher. But it's clearly implied in Rashi that if a Kain Gadol would be Ma'anis of Psula, then a Vadishi would have Knas. Even according to Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. Why? She's not Isha Ruila. It must have been Ferish over there in Yavamas that she's not Isha Ruila. Teres is Poshut. That it's two different Isha Ruilas. The Gemara in Yavam is talking about being Kainasur. And when the Gemara over there says there's an Isha Ruilai, it means like the Mishnah later on in Daf Lamed Tes, that a Isha who's possible, who's also to him, he's not allowed to be Kainas, because the Torah says Isha Ruilai. That we had a discussion, what he needed to Possek. Anyway, Esa not Deich Eloi, so say, yeah, what's the Rishayim over there in that man? But at the bottom, that's a din. That's the Nidon over there in the Gemara in Yavam. The Kangalo is Ma'at. It's not talking about whether or not she has Knas. We pass like the Chum of our Mishnah this class regardless. Even Nachaisli has class. We're talking there about being Kainasur. So the Gemara says, in regard to being Kainasur, she's not called Isha Ruila. The Gemara over here is talking about Knas. Because we're talking about Shimon Manasseh that there's no Knas if she's not Ruila. Rashi holds that there's a difference between Knas and being Kainasur. Being Kainasur is totally whether she's a Psula after he was Manasseh. And Knas is totally whether she's a Psula B'Shas when he's Ma'anasar. So B'ulas Adar, Kangol is Ma'anasar Psula, Lagabi Knas, she's Isha, Rashi holds, she's Isha Ruloi. Because B'Shas Da'ina, she was Isha Ruloi. So there's a Chiyah Knas. The Gemara in Yavam is talking about afterwards. Is there a mitzvah to be Kainasar? So Chutz of Rai said, she's an Almana, then he can't be Kainasar. But if she was not an Almana, a regular Psula, then he would be Kainasar. In fact, the Gemara has he Kainasar. By now, she's already a B'ulas Atzmai, and a B'ulas Atzmai is also. My answer is like a dakka, but a kapanim studifani dainim, and that's the yisoid of Rashi Shita, that avada the loisil isha bepayol the mitzvah of knisa. That's avada toli. She's a psula after he was ma'anaser. But Rashi holds it's cholut the din of knas. Knas already is toli in b'shas when he's ma'anaser, and that's what Ben Chananel's cholut. Ben Chananel says that it's all toli in the same thing, and if she's not a psula later on for the mitzvah of loisil isha, then she's not called a relisha ruyula for knas as well. What's Takel of Shat and Rashi? Why is it Chalak? Yeah, that's not hard to do with Chalak. Each one is totally, you say Poshut, each one is totally in the Shasa Chalais. The Chalais Chi of Knas is B'Shasta Oynes, so that's totally what she was she a Psula then? The Chalais Chi of Alais Elisha is after his Manas. Actually, that's not so Poshut. I don't know, Mechatei, so why is that Chalak really? But I can be mechalek two ways. First of all, I can be mechalek. Just in the we'll push this through. In the chalos achiv, the shas chalos achiv, the shas chalos of the chiv knas is when he's ma'anis, because at that moment he becomes chayav mamon. With the be'il itself, he becomes chayav mamon. The mitzvah of aloysi l'isha is afterwards. That's by definition. The mitzvah of the chiyav mamon is immediate. The minute he's ma'anis or with the oinus itself, he becomes chayav mamon, or becomes at least chayav knas. I mean, it's not tashlumi. You need to have a amad of a din in order for it to be turned into mamon. But upon him, the chalos achiyav is immediately. With the be itself, he becomes chayav knas. So that's totally in. That's totally in. Was she a psula then? Was she a isha haruula then? The chiyuv aleisi elisha is after he's ma'anaser. Now he has a mitzvah aleisi elisha. Maybe like that, or maybe we can mechalek. Maybe in different ways we can mechalek. We can mechalek al derech. We said the other day in the Rambam that the din of aleisi elisha in the knas, that's a din in the isha, that an isha psula has no knas. The din of aleisi elisha in the Mishnah Lamates, din in the knisa, that's din in the knisa itself. It has to be a knisa haruyula. That was Reb Shimon's chiluk by Shnius. Reb Shimon said that's how Reb Shimon answered the Ram. You know, the Ram says that Shnius are mismayed from Isha Ruyula. But the Gemara Lamed Vav says Shnius are not mismayed from Isha Ruyula. So Reb Shimon said, no, two different Ibdainim. The Gemara Lamed Vav is talking about Knas. Knas is a psul. Knas is totally Isha psula. Isha psula has no Knas. Shnius is not Isha psula. The Ram is not talking. The Ram doesn't. That's Rav Shimon Menasseh that is didn't by Knas of Isha Ruyula. We don't pass like Rav Shimon Menasseh. We pass in this Knas regardless. The Ram is talking about whether he's Kainasir. He said, not Kainasir if she's not Isha Ruyula. That's in the Knisa, that the Knisa has to be a Knisa that's royal issues. So even if she's a Shneel, what's the difference? Even if it's Ayadi Surabili, the Mice, it's not a Knisa of issues. Say Al Derech Zen Rashi as well. Lagabi, the Chiyav Knas is totally in Pas, is a Pas. Lagabi Knas, we're talking about it. Shimon Menasseh didn't Isha Ruyula in Knas. That's in the Paslos. B'shas the bia, she wasn't Isha Psula. But like it later on, through the bia, she came to Isha Psula. But B'shas, when he was Ma'anasir, she was not Isha Psula, she was in Hayot HaKnas. But the din of the Mishnah Lamates, that in order to be Kainasir, she has to be Isha Ruyulay, that's then the Knis itself. That has to be a Knis of Heter, not a Knis of Isser. That's a very simple way to say it, Rashi. It has to be, that's the Isha Ruyulay says, the Knis has to be a Knis of Heter, not a Knis of Isser. So it's going to be a Knis of Isser. Through the Oinus, she became a Ba'ula. That's not a Knis of Heter, it's not Isha Ruyulay. Maybe that's the simplest way to be mechalek in Rashi. Okay. Let's see. I called my Rebbe and did the next tesis. The other already did. By show of hands, the other did the next tesis. Okay, so we'll leave the next tesis for now, for tomorrow. Okay, fine. Tomorrow we'll do the next tesis.